听力课堂，听 class.com。
Step by step 2000, book 3.
Unit 8, Communications 2, Part 1, Warming Up. A. You are going to hear a radio advertisement for cellular phones. Listen carefully.And then decide whether the statements you hear on the tape are true or false.
The question today
is no longer whether to get a cellular phone, but where. And since every place from your local lumberyard to the corner drugstore is selling them, it can seem like a difficult decision. Phil DePalma's Cellular Mobile Communications, an authorized Cellular One agent, is the choice. Phil's people don't sell TVs or 2x4s, but they can give you both the low price you're looking for and the reassurance of knowing you'll be on Cellular One, New England's leading network.An off-the-shelf bargain basement phone won't look like much of a bargain when you're in need of service and you can't get it. So keep it simple and call Phil DePalma at 1-800-695-5400. Right now, get a Uniden transportable phone complete with antenna, carrying case, and cigarette lighter adapter for only $29.99, a savings of $50 off Phil's everyday price. For only about $30, you can now enjoy the safety and convenience of a cellular phone.Great phone, excellent service, great price. Phil DePalma Cellular Mobile Communications at 1-800-695-5400.
Statements. 1. It is difficult to find a place to buy a cellular phone today in the United States. 2. Phil DePalma doesn't sell TV sets. 3. Phil's sale price for the cellular phone is about $30.4. Phil usually sells cellular phones for about $50. 5. If you buy the phone now at Phil DePalma's, you'll also get a free cigarette lighter adapter. 6. The telephone number for Phil DePalma is 1-800-695-4500.
B.You are going to hear the information of some latest products in the communications industry. Listen carefully and then complete the description of the special feature of each device.
1.
Siemens is developing a cordless video telephone that includes a tiny camera and a high-resolution pixel color display. It can transmit at around 64 kilobits, more than 6 times faster than current data transmission rates for mobile phones.Using an earpiece, callers hold the phones at arm's length to maintain visual contact. Alternatively, the phone can be pointed at something else to allow the person on the other end to view it.
2.
CallWave, a startup internet telephone company based in Santa Barbara, California, has launched an Internet Answering Machine, IAM, free software that will answer calls even when the user is on the internet,using the same telephone line. IAM, available at www.callwave.com, takes messages and forwards them to the user, who can choose to listen instantly or save them for later.
3.
The Philips Genie, a lightweight mobile phone, can be operated by uttering a single word.When you type a name into the Genie's keypad, the system asks whether you would like to assign a voice dial tag to that name. Through yes or no prompts, the Genie compiles a list of up to 10 voice tags. The next time you want to call a person listed as one of these tags, just say that person's name or a relevant code word.
4.
Ericsson's iPulse software solution promises real-time messaging with family, friends, and colleagues over any type of mobile communications device. Through the use of a flexible opt-in, opt-out system to protect privacy, users can see whether people who have agreed to be on a personal buddy list are currently online and where they are physically located. An as-yet-unnamed European phone company will be the first to launch the service in the next few weeks.
5.
American firm Palm Computing, part of 3Com, has released its Palm 7. Palm Computing has created a fast internet messaging service for the Palm 7 by building the Personal Query Assistant, a service allowing access to specially cut down internet sites which provide data such as flight schedules, sports scores, weather forecasts, and news headlines. The device will be able to handle transactions like booking cinema tickets or making online stock trades.
6.
Motorola's working on a concept called the iRadio that will integrate music and personalized internet services on a dashboard device. The iRadio could be programmed with the listening preferences of various family members, for example, so that it automatically finds the station that plays the desired music regardless of the car's location. It could also alert the driver when the car is running low on fuel and then provide directions to the nearest gas station belonging to the driver's preferred chain. The iRadio could also monitor selected stock prices and provide early warnings on the latest traffic jams, plus convenient escape routes.
7.
New devices such as Nokia's 9110 Communicator, a combination phone and personal digital assistant, PDA, are almost ready on the market. But some customers feel the keyboard and screen are too small and too complex for comfort. To get around these problems, Nokia's 7110 mobile phone has a larger screen and is operated by a tracking ball in addition to a keyboard. The phone has a market among young people who tend to send more text messages than they make mobile phone calls because text is less expensive.
Part 2.
Experience with telephones. A. You are going to hear a passage about the popularity of cellular phones among teenagers. Listen carefully and then complete the following outline.
Cellular phones, once the toy of the rich business executive, are becoming a standard amenity for many teenagers and even preteens. The phones are marketed aggressively to a young audience, with gizmos such as alien holograms and toy kittens that hang off antennas and light up with each ring. Industry experts estimate that 5% of teenagers own a cellular phone, and one recent survey by a market research group found that 28% of parents with teenagers plan to buy a cell phone for their child within a year.
But on the question of why this new teen accessory is needed, the two generations are at opposite ends. Parents envision it as an expansion of their protective eye. Can't locate the wandering teen? Just dial. Teenagers, on the other hand, see the cell phone as a gift of freedom, a device that instantly connects them to their friends, to every party, and to the very latest piece of gossip.
Many teenagers agreed that wearing cell phones has changed several of their habits. In addition to spending more time on the phone, they're also out of the house more often. They find out from friends about last-minute get-togethers they otherwise would miss. Some said they no longer step out of their cars when picking someone up. Why bother ringing the doorbell when you can dial? Beepers became popular about a decade ago and raised some of the same issues between parents and their children. But teenagers find the cell phones much more convenient. They're also becoming particular about what kind of phone they have. Small and sleek is preferred, and the phone with a keypad that flips open is very cool. Most parents said these side effects are a price they're willing to pay.
Most cellular phones cost between $90 and $250, and the typical calling plan is $30 for 300 minutes. To tap into the teenager market, companies are selling prepaid calling cards for $25, $50, or $75. Most companies also have introduced family calling plans where teenagers and their parents pay about $50 a month for two lines of service and 200 minutes, and the calls between family members are free. Girls are getting the phones more than boys, mostly because parents tend to worry more about their daughter's safety. But the trend is spreading to boys as well.
B. You are going to hear someone telling you his annoying experience with telephones. Listen carefully, and then answer the following two questions.
I make my living being annoyed by things, so I suppose I ought to thank those people who call to make a sale when I'm busy doing something else, because nothing is more annoying. You know what I mean.
And they can do anything.
Yeah, okay. Hello.
Hello, Mr. Roney.
What?
This is a courtesy call. I'm not going to sell you anything.
I was hired to call you today on behalf of Miracle Flights for Kids. Good day to you.
There's absolutely no application fees or anything like that, so you start saving money the first day.
And no, I'm not trying to sell you any vacations.
The other day, I had an idea that might be a solution to this problem we all have. Been a huge change in the last few years in our whole telephone system. Telephones have changed, companies have changed, and they're all competing with each other and offering all sorts of new services. Here's a telephone company brochure. It lists all these things that a phone company can do for you. Call block, call trace, anonymous call rejection, identi-ring service, whatever that is. They can do anything. So here's my idea. The phone company can do all those things. Why don't they do this? They know who the companies are that are in the business of calling the whole world to sell it something. So every time one of them calls to sell something, the telephone company will automatically break in with its own announcement.
Mr. Rooney has a $1 charge for a sales call. If you wish to accept this charge, press star. If you don't wish to pay, please hang up.
Future of the phone. You are going to hear a report about the future of the phone. Listen carefully and then complete the following outline.
The mobile phone is set to become one of the central technologies of the 21st century. Within a few years, the mobile phone will evolve into a multifunctional communicator capable of transmitting and receiving not only sound, but also video, still images, data, and text. A whole new era of personal communications is on the way. Thanks in part to the growth of wireless networks, the telephone is converging with the personal computer and the television. Soon, lightweight phones outfitted with high-resolution screens will be connected to satellites, enabling people to talk, send and receive email, or take part in video conferences anytime, anywhere. These phones might also absorb many of the key functions of the desktop computer. Mobile devices are expected to be ideal for some of the new personalized services that are becoming available via the Internet, such as trading stocks, gambling, shopping, and buying theater and airline tickets. The telecommunications revolution is already taking shape around the globe. In Europe, mobile phones are already being used for electronic commerce. Most phones contain a subscriber identification module, SIM card, to identify a user to the phone network. But the card could also facilitate limited financial transactions. Deutsche Bank and Nokia, for example, are working together to develop mobile banking services. Some manufacturers plan to upgrade the SIM card to an all-in-one personal identification credit card. Another approach is to add a slot to mobile phones for a second smart card designed for mobile e-commerce. These cards could be used to make payments over the Internet or to pay for things like public transportation, movie tickets, or drinks at a bar. It will soon be possible to receive almost all forms of electronic communication through a single device, most likely in a 3-in-1 phone that serves as a cordless at home, a cell phone on the road, and an intercom at work. The mobile phone will become increasingly multifunctional, says Burkhard Schallenberger, Vice President for Technology and Innovation at Siemens Information and Consumer Products in Munich. Fingerprint technology and advanced speech recognition will ensure that only one or two authorized users will be able to operate it. Images will be just as important as sound to the future of mobile communications. At British Telecom's research laboratories near Ipswich, England, engineers are evaluating how a tiny screen fitted to the side frame of a pair of ordinary glasses can be linked to the human eye. The micro PC is carried in a shoulder bag and connected to a tiny screen in the glass frame. The PC accepts incoming data in standard TV format via an aerial and converts it into PC format images. The image on the screen is reflected onto the human eye via a prism fitted onto the lens. A person wearing such glasses could be on the move while staying tuned in to incoming TV images, websites, video conferencing links, or email messages. Some even suggest that mobile video phones could overtake television as the major source of visual information, giving the phrase, "something to phone home about," a whole new meaning.
Part 4. Language Study and Language Appreciation. Listen to the following statements you have learned in the previous and present units. Pay special attention to the parts in bold type. Learn to appreciate and use the language.
1. To be like looking for a needle in a haystack.
Now home to some 800 million pages, a figure that's doubling each year, searching the internet can be like looking for a needle in a haystack.
2. To hold any number of surprises.
One of the truly fascinating and somewhat unsettling aspects of the internet revolution is how many technologists and scientists say that the future may hold any number of surprises.
3. To inch one's way into.
So we're going to inch our way into the future.
4. To beef up relationships.
Try to beef up your real-time relationships to compete with your cyber friendships.
5. To get into the loopholes or the niches.
And these are the people that a lot of corporations can actually use, because what they're doing is they're finding the holes in the firewalls, which are the protection devices between the different security systems, and they're really kind of getting into the loopholes or the niches there.
6. To be in depth within.
I'm not diminishing the expertise that they have, but sometimes there are very tiny things that they can overlook just because they're so in depth within a system.
7. To fall on deaf ears.
I tried my best to explain to them, but sometimes these words fall on deaf ears.
8. To get blinded by. To be manipulated to a certain advantage.
Now, people get blinded by statistics, and they can be manipulated to certain advantage.
9. To be at opposite ends.
But on the question of why this new teen accessory is needed, the two generations are at opposite ends.
10. To tap into market.
To tap into the teenager market, companies are selling prepaid calling cards for $25, $50, or $75.